550 in Richland Center.
BMJ.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Flaherty at 86 pitches. A 3-0 Brewers lead, and Jackson Churio leading things off for the Crew. Flaherty's first pitch is up and in with a fastball at 92, and it's 1-0. There is action in that bullpen for Detroit. One-oh pitch is a swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. On Jackson Churio. 1-1 is in there for a strike, and it's 1-2. This is where Jackie Robinson Day gets a little difficult, though. When you look out in the bullpen, there's two lefties in the Tigers pen, and they're both wearing number 42. Here's the 1-2. Hit in the air right field. This is playable. McKinstry coming in, camping underneath of it and making the catch. And there's one away in the Brewers' fifth. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You are listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
3-0 Brewers, bottom of the fifth inning, one out. Bryce Terang takes a breaking ball for a strike at its 0-1. With Josh Maurer and Kent Sommerfeld, Langren with you here tonight from American Family Field. Crew jumped out to a 2-0 lead in the second inning. 0-1 is way outside, and it's 1-1. Added a run on an RBI single from Ortiz in the bottom of the fourth. Three runs on five hits so far tonight for the Crew. Is Flaherty brings home the 1-1 pitch, and that's a one hopper to second base. Big hop to Torres. He throws to first and takes care of Terang. And there's two outs now for William Contreras. Well, the boys are back in town, and that means great tasting Usinger sausage on the grill. Brats, Italians, the Mr. Baseball brats, and Josh's favorite, the Franks. Good to be home. Doesn't get more hometown than Usinger sausage made in Milwaukee since 1880. Pitch to Contreras is down and away. It's 1-0. There's a feature on the video board where they ask the players how they like to have their brat or their hot dog. 1-0 is a swing and a miss from Contreras, and it's 1-1. And you know, the question is like, hey, do you like relish, mustard, ketchup? Sal Frelick says, the question is, how do you eat your hot dog? I think is how they say it, right? That's how it's phrased. How do you eat your hot dog? Sal says, put it in a bun and just slam that thing. Pitch is down and away. It's two balls and one strike. He thought, like, how do you eat it? I chew it, and then I swallow it. The 2-1 to Contreras is taken away with a fastball, and it's three balls and one strike. I love that. It is Tyler Holton getting loose in the Tigers bullpen. We sent Kent all the way down there, and he asked him. 3-1 is down and away, and Contreras works the two-out walk. Ortho ASAP, walk right in, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Kent is in great shape. He loves to run every day, goes. He's a little bit on the injured list right now, so Kent doesn't go 5 miles every day anymore. But we said, you got to run all the way down there and ask the bullpen coach who's getting loose. And he figured out it was Tyler Holton. And I can now report to you that Tyler Holton's coming into this game because A.J. Hinch has taken the baseball from Jack Flaherty, and it is a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. They're proud to support the Brew Crew. When the game is on, don't miss your chance to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers. U.S. Cellular, built for us. A man on, two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. Brewers with a 3-0 lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Transform your home in one weekend with paint from Menards. Get a paint that combines durability with gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's Forever Interior Paint and Primer in One offers powerhouse protection with its stain-blocking, odor-reducing technology. And with Dutch Boy's quality paint and innovative color solutions, transforming your home has never been easier. View our entire selection of Dutch Boy paint plus great deals in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors just like me who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, our patients are treated like people.
Not some quota. We're led by doctors.
Not by numbers. That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
Tyler Holton takes over on the mound for Detroit with two outs and a runner at first, and Christian Yelich is the batter. He takes down and away. It's 1-0. Yelich looking for his first hit tonight. He's 0-2. And he takes a strike on the outside edge. 1-1 is the count. Yelich, a strikeout and a fielder's choice so far tonight. Holton looks at first. And the 1-1. That caught the outside corner, and Yelich probably doesn't agree with that call from Scott Berry. Might have been a little bit wide, but regardless, it's one ball and two strikes. Holton looks at first, and the 1-2. Big frisbee breaking ball down and away, and it misses the second ball. It's 2-2. Contreras, conservative lead over at first. And Holton brings home the 2-2 pitch, and that's a called third strike. Very bottom of the strike zone. Yelich strikes out looking, and the inning is over. So Holton comes in and gets the Tigers out of it with no damage done. We go to the sixth inning, 3-0 Crew on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is brewed with great taste and only great taste.
The Miller Brewing Company would like to issue a correction. Miller Lite is brewed to be less filling. What are you doing here?
Miller Lite tastes great.
Look, I'm just reading the script. It says less filling.
That's not what my script says.
Well, mine said.
We'd like to apologize for the previous announcers. Miller Lite is in fact less filling and tastes great. Time to shine, legal guy.
Celebrate responsibly. Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer. 96 cals and 3.2 grams carbs per 12 ounces. Fewer cals and carbs than premium regular beer.
Happy Thursday, Spiked Refreshers, a non-carbonated refresher with alcohol for weekend flavor any day of the week. Like when you get a case of the Mondays, swap it for the bright fruit flavors of Happy Thursday. Or when Tuesday needs a tune-up, look forward to Happy Thursday. And by Wednesday, you're already halfway there. So drink in the weekend flavor of Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday, Spiked Refreshers, weekend flavor any day of the week. Celebrate responsibly, non-carbonated, naturally flavored with other natural flavors. 21 and up contains alcohol. 2024 Molson Coors Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Heard about Quick Trip's Around the Bases game? So next fill up at Quick Trip. Get a Snickers, Twix, or a Starburst. Using your Quick Rewards, and you're in the game. If you're picked and the Brewers score anytime during the first inning, you get a $100 Quick Trip gift card. $100! That's a lot of candy bars, or glazers, or whatever you want. Just one more reason you're always glad you fueled up at Quick Trip. No purchase necessary. Details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes. Mars Wrigley and Quick Trip, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
The best sounds you can get.
Back, track, bye, bye, baseball!
All season long, this is the Brewers Radio Network.
It is a 3-0 Brewers lead as we head to the sixth inning here at American Family Field. Top of the order scheduled to hit. And Quinn Priester back out there, at least for the first batter here in this sixth inning. First pitch to Torres is over but low. It's 1-0. Brewers have Abner Uribe and Jared Koenig getting loose in the bullpen. 1-0 pitch is a bouncer foul. Over near the Tigers on deck circle, 1-1. See how far Pat Murphy wants to push Quinn Priester here tonight. He's yet to surrender a hit in this game. The 1-1 is a fly ball right center field. This is going to change that. It will one hop actually hit off the very base of the wall. Torres on his way to second. Here's the throw, and he's in there safely. Now Torres hit that really well. 105 into the gap in right center. Hit the very base of the wall in right center, just to the left of the Tigers bullpen. Brewers have Koenig up and getting loose. A couple of lefties now scheduled to hit for the Tigers, and Pat Murphy has decided he's going to come out and take the baseball from Priester and bring Koenig in to face these lefties. Took Pat Murphy a second. I think he wanted to see Priester get Torres, and maybe if he gets Torres, you leave him out there until he gets into any kind of trouble and see if he can get you one more inning. But after the leadoff double, pretty easy decision for Pat Murphy to bring Jared Koenig into this game. Priester gets a really nice ovation from the home crowd. He pitched his tail off tonight, that's for sure. U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. Jared Koenig coming into this one. 3-0 crew on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
George, you just had an incredible shift. What's it like turning those double play meal deals like nobody's business?
George, any thoughts on your next shift?
George, what's your secret?
Hold on, folks. Let's give our star a moment. He's been busy making double play meal deals all day long. There you have it. Sounds like the secret is George Webb's double play meal deal. 7 crave-worthy cheeseburgers and 2 fries. Available all season long, so you can fuel up for every game. George Webb, our kitchen is always cooking.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
3-0 Brewers. And Andy Ibañez is going to pinch hit against the lefty Jared Koenig here in the top of the sixth inning. And a fly ball to right. Playable for Frelick. Moving a little bit to his left to make the catch. Tagging from second to third is Torres. And Frelick got all of the ball. Popped out of the glove of Dunn. Oh, Frelick made the throw of a lifetime from right. And he had him dead to rights at third. Dunn applied the tag on the back of Torres, who is tagging from second. But the ball popped out of the glove of Dunn. And Torres is going to be called safe at third. That is an absolute hose from Sal Frelick. And they had him by plenty. But his helmet slid into the glove and the ball popped out from Dunn. Man. And Torres is in some pain, as I think he got a mouthful of baseball as he was sliding into third, Josh. You can't throw it any better than Sal Frelick just did. You won't see a better throw.
On the fly, right into the glove of Dunn. The problem was the way that Ollie caught the ball, it took him right into the helmet of the runner sliding in there. There's really nothing that you could blame Oliver Dunn for. It was the helmet of Gleyber Torres that just dislodged the ball. And that's what, as you said, that's what shook up Gleyber Torres. But he's okay, thankfully.
Quinn Priester with quite a reaction in the dugout. Oh, because that's his run 90 feet away now with one out. Brewers leave the infield back. Riley Green at the plate. First offering to Green is down and away from Koenig, and it's 1-0.
That would have been the early double play of the year.
Mm-hmm. That would have been something else. The 1-0 pitch to Green. Check swing, and he didn't go. It should have been a strike. Right at the very top of the strike zone, it's 2-0. Green has been scuffling, 0-2 tonight, and 0-for his last 13 at the plate. Koenig brings home the 2-0 pitch. That's right through there for strike one. Well, everybody's talking about the draft, but you won't feel one from high-quality Pella windows. Get no-interest financing options or free glass upgrades today at PellaWI.com. 2-1 pitch. That is a strike on the outside edge. And it's 2-2. Koenig trying to navigate the leadoff double surrendered by Priester before Koenig was brought into this game. Brewers with a 3-0 lead here in the top of the sixth. Koenig's 2-2 pitch. And he got him looking. Sinker nailed the outside corner. Ortho ASAP strikeout and big one for Jared Koenig. Green strikes out for the second time tonight. He's 0-for-3. And now two down for Spencer Torkelson. Koenig, first pitch to Torkelson, swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Torkelson 0-for-2 tonight. He struck out back in the second inning. A one. And that's through there for a strike. And Koenig pumping strikes now. Woo. Sinker at 97, right at the knees. I think of all the Brewers relievers, the guy that has looked the most dominant at times for me so far in 2025 is Koenig. When he has been dialed in with the command, he has been really good. 0-2, missed down and in. It was one ball and two strikes. Maybe the other guy you could throw into that equation would be Uribe. When he is landing that slider, Abner's been a tough customer too. One ball and two strikes. Koenig brings home the pitch. Foul back and out of play. And it stays at 1-2.
I think he's extra amped tonight, too. This velocity is as good as we've seen all season thus far.
97 on that last one again from Koenig. We didn't know he had this in him last year during spring training. And then all of a sudden, at some point in May, here it was. 1-2. And he just missed inside with a sinker. Two balls and two strikes. That's a good pitch. It's not a strike, but that is a tough pitch for Torkelson. Busting in on him. Two pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball. Jared Koenig comes in, gets a pair of strikeouts, and retires all three he faces and strands a runner at third. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's a 3-0 Brewers lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom and pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil & LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Milwaukee Brewers radio broadcasts give you reasons to get excited, keep you informed, and provide a great laugh. It's awesome listening on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 Richland Center.
Reese Hoskins leads off the sixth inning for the Crew, and the first pitch from Holton misses down and away. It's 1-0. Ibanez stays in the game. He takes over at third. Javi Baez moves to center field as the pitch missed inside. And it's 2-0 on Hoskins. And Riley Green moves from center to left. Of course, Carpenter out of this game after Ibanez hit for him in the top half of the inning. Two balls and no strikes on Hoskins. He's already homered tonight. Holton's pitch is swung on and fouled back into the net. Got a cutter, inner half of the strike zone, and he fouled it straight back. It's 2-1. Sixth inning is the Woodman's Food Market's home run inning. Can't wait to tell you about our contestant. 2-1 is a liner back up the middle and into left center field for a base hit for Reese Hoskins. So a two-hit night for Reese. And the Brewers have their leadoff man aboard now for Sal Freeland. In the third inning, the Brewers did not hit a triple. And it's too bad they didn't, because if they had, Verlin Bostwick from Antigo would have won a Pottawatomie prize package. That is not what's on the line here in the sixth. Pitch to Freelick, a breaking ball for a strike, and it's 0-1. The sixth inning is the Woodman's Food Market's home run inning. And tonight's contestant would win $150 if a member of the Crew hits a home run this inning. 0-1 to Freelick is over but low with a changeup, and it's 1-1. $100 added to the total for each additional home run this half. Visit any participating Woodman's store to enter. Service and savings, that's Woodman's. The 1-1 is down and away. Two balls and one strike. Visit WTMJ.com for official contest rules and details. Oh, yeah, who's the contestant? It's Verlin Bostwick from Antigo. He doubled up tonight. 2-1. Here's a ground ball to second base. Could be two. Torres goes to second for one. The relay back to first from Sweeney is not in time. So Freelick too quick. He's able to stay out of the double play. And he's at first on a fielder's choice. It goes 4-6 on the out of Hoskins at the second base bag. And now here's Garrett Mitchell, who's had a good night at the plate. Brendan Hanafy is getting loose in the Tigers' bullpen. Remember, Josh said it's going to be a big night for Verlin back in the third inning. And Garrett bunts one foul up the third baseline. It's 0-1. Somewhere Verlin is yelling, "Don't bunt!" He wants a home run tonight.
That was my cliffhanger. You had to wait a while to get the reason.
I was curious what was going on there. How did you know? Did you literally go preview all of our contestants?
I've got my sources.
These are always a surprise to me. They hand them to me. I'm like, okay. No, it's Verlin Bostwick. Let's go.
I was tipped off. Kent says this is the first time that's ever happened.
0-1. Here's a swing and a miss at a changeup down and in. It's 0-2 on Mitchell. One person in the same game, but the contestant for two different in-inning contests. What does Verlin know that we don't, Josh? 0-2 pitch. Up and in. One ball and two strikes. Ball and two strikes here on Mitchell.
I just hope he doesn't go home empty-handed.
We got to win him something, right? 1-2 is down and in, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. I mean, you're a contestant for 2 different innings. The odds have never been greater for anybody on this broadcast to come away winning something. Holton looks at first in the 2-2 and flipped foul back behind home plate. Fan tried to make a bare-handed catch, dropped it. 3-0 Crew, bottom of the sixth. 2 balls and 2 strikes here on Mitchell. Holton working out of the stretch. Brings home the pitch. There goes the runner. Pitch is down and away. Throw to second is not in time. It ends up in center field. But staying put is Freelick. He thought about busting toward third and then elected to stay put. So a stolen base for Sal Freelick. And for every Brewer stolen base, Delta Dental bags another donation for Special Olympics Wisconsin. Delta Dental and Delta Vision, 2 great plans and 1 name you trust. The 5th stolen base of the year for Sal. It's a full count on Mitchell. Holton looks back at second, brings home the pitch, and Mitchell popped it up. Foul territory. Dingler sheds the mask and makes the catch over by the Brewers on deck circle for the second out. And that'll get Joey Ortiz to the plate, and he will not face Holton. It'll be Hanafy coming into this game for Detroit. U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen has been made. They're a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers, and remind you that when the game is on, turn your notifications off with Us Mode. U.S. Cellular, built for us. 3-0 Crew on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Citgo Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera. Oh, good to sit ringside at a boxing match. Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Citgo's money-saving Club Citgo app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
Nursing students often endure long wait lists, but Concordia University Wisconsin assures entry into their nursing program upon acceptance. Broad exposure prepares CUW students for diverse nursing specialties with hands-on clinical experience in hospitals and other healthcare settings, leading to high job placement rates for graduates. CUW provides a faith-based education with a focus on holistic care. Graduates are prepared to address patients' physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Your journey awaits at cuw.edu/bucks.
Introducing the newest carbless flavor,
Mango Vodka. Flavored with the essence of the ripest, freshest mangoes, Carbless Mango Vodka will transport your taste buds to a sunny beach getaway. New flavor, still the same carbless crafted cocktails with zero carbs, zero sugars, and only 100 calories. Enjoy a refreshing vodka cocktail without the guilt. 4 packs of the new Carbless Mango Vodka cocktail are available in stores near you. Find your bliss today at drinkcarbless.com and escape with every sip.
Right-hander Brennan Hanafy takes over on the mound for Detroit. Brewers have Freelick at second and 2 outs, a 3-0 lead for the Crew here in the bottom of the 6th inning. And he will face Joey Ortiz, who had that base hit back in the 4th inning that gave the Brewers an extra run of cushion in this 3-0 lead that they currently enjoy. Pitch to Ortiz is in there for a strike on a 2-seam fastball at 96 from Brennan Hanafy, H-A-N-I-F-E-E. A 1 pitch down and away, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Freelick reached on a fielder's choice, stole second, stands there now with 2 outs. Hanafy's 1-1 is a ground ball right side. It's going to be gobbled up by Torres to his feet. Throws to first, and he got him. Wow, what a play by Torres. That looked like it was ticketed for right field. If it gets past him, Freelick scores, and it's 4-0. But Torres laid out for it in a dive in shallow right and got to his feet and threw him out by a step. We go to the seventh inning, 3-0 Crew on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, Gina, did you hear about the draft?
Wayne, there's no draft at Pella.
There's definitely a draft, right, Wilby?
Yeah, everybody's talking about it.
Pella windows are constructed of the highest quality. No drafts. But Pella should be everyone's number one pick because right now at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, get no interest financing options or free glass upgrades.
So where is the draft?
Coon. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply in Score 30-2025.
Helpful phrases for modern living. Tape 1. To say hello, you say, hey there.
Hey there.
To say, I'm not sleeping, you say, I'm fine, thanks.
I'm fine, thanks.
To say, I avoid my friends. You say, it's all good.
It's all good.
Saying you're fine when you're not, we've all been there. But not saying something when things get tough doesn't help. Your mental health deserves a voice. Visit FindSupportWI.org today.
How can you not be romantic about this?
Back! Track! Gone!
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
It is a 3-0 Brewers lead as we head to the seventh inning. Jared Koenig back out there on the mound, and on the mic for us is Josh Maurer.
And it's going to be a pinch hitter to greet him. Justin Henry Molloy. They get a righty up there against the southpaw. And the first pitch is a strike in the inside corner. Koenig came in last inning with a runner at second and nobody out, and he was brilliant. Went fly out, strikeout, strikeout to strand that inherited runner. 0-1 to Molloy, bounces in. That was his curveball. So Koenig will get at least one more batter, but Abner Uribe's up in the bullpen and ready for perhaps the next batter, Dylan Dingler. We'll see. Working with a 3-0 lead. The 1-1 pitch. Hit in the air on the left. A little bit off the end of the bat. Playable for Churio. First he broke back. Now he comes in and very casually makes a catch right off to his side. Does Jackson Churio. So it's a four-out appearance for Jared Koenig, and really, even before Churio could throw that baseball back into the infield, Pat Murphy was already on his way to the mound to make a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. Great work by Koenig. When the game is on, don't miss your chance to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers. U.S. Cellular's built for us. So Uribe comes in. Brewers lead 3-0 with one out in the seventh on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Transform your home in one weekend with paint from Menards. Get a paint that combines durability with gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's Forever Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers powerhouse protection with its stain-blocking, odor-reducing technology. And with Dutch Boy's quality paint and innovative color solutions, transforming your home has never been easier. View our entire selection of Dutch Boy paint plus great deals in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors, just like me, who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, our patients are treated like people.
Not some quota. We're led by doctors.
Not by numbers.
That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
Here we go from the stretch.
The pitch to Murray. A swing and a drive to center. Robin chasing. Long run. He's got it with a diving catch. And Nieves has made history here in Baltimore.
Very appropriate that the Brewers have only given up one hit tonight. They lead it 3-0, one out in the top of the seventh inning as Abner Uribe takes over to face the Detroit catcher Dylan Dingler. First pitch is a slider, a knee buckler for a strike. Brewers had a no-hitter tonight going into the sixth inning thanks to Quinn Priester. They've given up one hit. And then Koenig retired the four batters he faced. Dingler behind 0-1. Then he swings, breaks his bat, grounds one to short. Play for Joey Ortiz, who's got it, slings it to first in time to get Dingler. Two outs in the inning, a good start for Abner. Why is it so appropriate that the Brewers pitching combined now between three pitchers working on a gem? Well, it was 38 years ago tonight that Juan Nieves threw the first no-hitter in the history of the Milwaukee Brewers franchise, 1987. And how about that call by Bob Uecker? Eddie Murray's fly ball caught by Robin Yount on a diving catch. Strike one now on Zach McKinstry from Uribe. And if you've seen the highlight, you know how difficult of a play that was for Robin. Made it to preserve the no-no. 0-1 pitch. Inside a little bit on McKinstry, 1-1. There still has not been another nine-inning no-hitter by one pitcher in the history of the Brewers. He had the combined no-no, Corbin Burns and Hader a few years ago in Cleveland. 1-1. McKinstry swings, fouls it back out of play. 1-2, but that's it. Juan Nieves, and how appropriate, too, on this 38th anniversary of his masterpiece in Baltimore, that he is in the Tigers' dugout. One of their assistant pitching coaches is Juan Nieves. Great to have him here. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball to McKinstry outside. The slider from Uribe, 2-2.
Yeah, pitching coach with the Marlins at one point in his career. Have had a chance to meet Juan a couple of times and talk to him. And just a gentleman and always speaks very fondly of his time in Milwaukee. And, of course, this day in particular.
Slider swing and a miss by McKinstry. Uribe got him. And it's a 1-2-3 inning combined between Koenig and Abner Uribe, ortho ASAP. On the strikeout, start healing faster by meeting with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Nieves, he had a few of those in that no-hitter 38 years ago. Brewers working on a one-hitter tonight as we go to the bottom of the seventh. They lead it 3-0 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is brewed with great taste and only great taste.
The Miller Brewing Company would like to issue a correction. Miller Lite is brewed to be less filling. What are you doing here?
Miller Lite tastes great.
Look, I'm just reading the script. It says less filling.
That's not what my script says.
Well, mine says...
We'd like to apologize for the previous announcers. Miller Lite is in fact less filling and tastes great. Time to shine, legal guy.
Celebrate responsibly. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Beer. 96 calories and 3.2 grams carbs per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Happy Thursday, Spiked Refreshers. A non-carbonated refresher with alcohol for weekend flavor any day of the week. Like when you get a case of the Mondays, swap it for the bright fruit flavors of Happy Thursday. Or when Tuesday needs a tune-up, look forward to Happy Thursday. And by Wednesday, you're already halfway there. So drink in the weekend flavor of Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday Spiked Refreshers. Weekend flavor any day of the week. Celebrate responsibly. Non-carbonated, naturally flavored with other natural flavors. 21 and up contains alcohol. 2024 Molson Coors Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
What if a customer slips and falls on your property? What if sparks from an employee's grinder cause a house fire on your job site? Unexpected things happen every day, but you can make sure your business doesn't get hurt with a carefully crafted general liability policy from West Bend. Be sure your independent agent understands your business, because at West Bend, the worst brings out our best. To find out more, visit thesilverlining.com.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails.
Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten.
At the ballpark or your local grocery store. Carbless.
List is more.
Oliver Dunn to lead off the bottom of the seventh. He'll take high ball one out of the right arm of Brennan Hanafy. Got the only batter he faced, Joey Ortiz, to end the sixth, did Hanafy, although it took a diving play to rob Joey. The 1-0 to Dunn.
Comes in low. It's 2-0. Brewers leading 3-0. Everybody all stretched out as Hanafy works for the Tigers. Seventh inning stretch brought to us by Island Resort and Casino. Here's a 2-0. Dunn lifts foul out of play left side. Sweetgrass and Sage Run Golf Course is open in May. Take advantage of the Island's early season stay and play package rates through May 23rd. Oliver Dunn struck out each time he faced the starter, Jack Flaherty. The 2-1. Missed inside from Hanafy. It's 3-1 with Churio and Terang scheduled to follow. That's the top two on the lineup card. Hanafy, the third Tigers pitcher. 3-1 pitch. Inside corner called a strike. Good sinker. It's a full count. Don't miss George Webb's double play meal deal. 7 cheeseburgers and 2 fries for only $17.99. Win, lose, home or away. Visit georgewebb.com for locations and details. Timeout used by Dunn trying to reach base to begin the bottom of the 7th. Now he's back in. 3-2. Line drive left field, but hanging up for Riley Green. Now has to move back a few steps. He reaches downward and makes the catch. Opposite field bid by Dunn, but no dice. Riley Green had moved to left last inning. Started the game in center field. It brings up Jackson Churio. Churio has walked, grounded out, and flown out. 0 for 2 officially. He'll take a strike right in there. By Jackson's standards, having a rough few days with the bat. He's now 1 for 11 the last 3 games. Hanafy's 0-1. Paints the outside corner. 95 miles an hour with sink. Nothing in 2. Story of the game, Quinn Priester. In his first start as a Brewer at home. Dominant for 5 innings. 0-2 pitch is spoiled. Foul by Churio. It rolls back. Did not give up a hit, as I was just discussing, until the top of the 6th. Leadoff double by Gleyber Torres. The only hit of the night thus far for Detroit. 0-2. Chopped on the ground to third. Waiting for the second to bounce as Andy Ibanez throws off his back foot. Throws it too low. And Torkelson can't scoop it. And Churio is safe at first. It'll be an error on Andy Ibanez, who had just come into the game an inning ago. And I think that actually could have been caught by Torkelson. I'm watching the replay. I'm not sure it bounced. That might have to get revisited on the scoring decision. Put it this way, Torkelson did not do Ibanez any favors. Well, actually,
yeah, it got in the dirt, yeah.
Short hopped him.
Got a different angle. Yeah, I think that's got to be on Ibanez.
Sure is. One out base runner for Bryce Terang. There goes Churio. Pitches a strike, throw to second base is strong but late. Jackson just able to slide around the tag of Sweeney. On a pitch called a strike to Bryce Terang. That was the best throw of the night by Dylan Dingler. But the Brewers have stolen their third bag on him. Churio gets into scoring position with only one out, leading 3-0. Very close play. No challenge. Jackson gets his second steal of the year. 3 for 3. Swiping bags tonight, the crew. 0-1 to Terang. Skips into the mid of Dingler. A changeup from Brennan Hanafy, 1-1. Every time the Brewers steal a base, Delta Dental bags another donation for Special Olympics Wisconsin. Delta Dental, Delta Vision. 2 great plans, 1 name you trust. 1-1 is fouled back into the screen by Terang. And Hanafy has him 1-2. Bryce a rare 0-for. He's 0-for-3. Would love to change that right here. One out, bottom 7 in the 1-2. Down and in on a slider. Detroit has been very good defensively in the early goings this season. That error on Ibanez, their first of this series. They've only made 6 errors in now 17 games on the season. 2-2. Lifted foul by Terang on the left side out of play. Network Health salutes tonight's veteran of the game, Vietnam Army veteran and Purple Heart recipient Ron Zaronis. Ron, thank you for your service. Retired veterans can turn to Network Health for affordable and reliable health plans tailored to meet your needs. 2-2 again. Fouled on the left side again, out of play by Terang. Find the coverage you need and health plan experience you want with Network Health. Learn more at networkhealth.com/veterans. Well, Terang battling. The seventh pitch coming of the at-bat from Brennan Hanafy. Cheerios at second. The pitch down in the dirt. Good block by the catcher Dingler. It's a full count. You'll see at least eight pitches. Brewers runs coming on a home run by Reese Hoskins. Sack fly by Garrett Mitchell. RBI hit Ortiz. 3-2. Ground ball. Left side. That's through. Past the dive of Ibanez into left. On it quickly is Riley Green. They'll hold Churio up at third base on a single the opposite way by Bryce Terang. I told you he had an offer into progress. Those have been few and far between this year, and there will not be one tonight.
And hitting 17 of his 18 games now to start the year for Bryce Terang.
And I think the only reason, Lane, that Churio didn't really have a chance to score, he had just hold up an extra moment to make sure the third baseman didn't snag that. Ibanez made a dive. Went to the backhand side. It was under his glove, but Jackson rightfully was playing that cautiously. Timeout is called as pitching coach Chris Fetter comes to visit Brennan Hanafy with Contreras coming up. And Brewers on the corners here. Only one out. They lead the game 3-0 in the bottom of the seventh. Trips to the mound presented by Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Dozens of sports betting kiosks, a massive video wall, seating for over 200, full food menu and bar, VIP seating and more. It's a sports betting paradise. Bet above the rest. The National League's reigning player of the week coming up there, and he's been aboard twice already tonight. Keep that hot streak going. A single and a walk each against the starter, Jack Flaherty. And now facing Hanafy. First pitch taken for a strike with a sinker right down Broadway. Infield would love a ground ball. Their position to try to turn two. Hanafy sets at the belt. The 0-1 chopped very softly to first. I don't think it's a double play ball. Torkelson throws to second. It hits the batter, pops up into the air. The runner pops up. It's caught for the out, but a run scores. And safe at first is Contreras. No relay. It hit Terang on the throw from Spencer Torkelson, but somehow the shortstop still caught it. And it's an RBI fielder's choice for Contreras to make it a 4-0 game.
I don't think I've ever seen that before.
That's incredible. It plucked right off the back of Terang, popped up into the air. Momentum kept it still going right into the shortstop's glove, covering the bag. Normally, when you hit the base runner with a throw, that can bound any which way, but not into the glove of the person for whom the throw was initially intended like that. Runner at first, two out. Yelich smacks one between first and second. Base hit into right field. Contreras turning second on his way to third. Right fielder McKinstry almost had to go to the warning track to cut that off. It's a hard single for Yelich. The Brewers have him on the corners here with two outs. As Christian snaps, pretty long 0-for for him. It'd become 0-for-16. That ball was smoked. Well, the run in the inning, because of Ibanez's error, it was unearned. Anything further would be as well. The Brewers want to keep tacking on. Here comes Reese Hoskins, who's had a big night. Contreras at third, Yelich at first. The pitch comes in low from Hanafy, ball one. It's 4-0 Milwaukee. And Reese is thinking, let me deliver the knockout punch right here. He has homered and singled. Takes a strike. Perfectly placed sinker at the knees outside corner. Hoskins is 2 for 3. That home run in the second inning, first one of the year. Hanafy's had to work in this seventh. The right-hander is 1-1. Breaking ball taken a little bit low and outside, 2-1. Hoskins waits. Pitch by Hanafy. Grounded very softly up the third base side. Do or die play. Ibanez charging in. It hits off his glove. It caroms behind him. Everybody's safe, and it's 5-0. On an RBI infield single by Reese Hoskins. A swinging bunt, if you will. Put into a perfect spot. Should be his third hit of the night. That was difficult for Andy Ibanez. And it's a two-spot, a couple of unearned runs in the seventh. It is now officially credited with the RBI single that I presumed. A three-hit night for Reese. He can get RBI in different ways, shapes, and forms. He had a 440-foot homer or hit the ball about 50 feet. Get an RBI each time. That's how it worked for him tonight.
That good night for Reese, right? That's encouraging.
Very much so. Strike one on Sal Frelick now, who's 1 for 3. A triple. He swings and misses. Elevated fastball above the zone. 97, though, from Brennan Hanafy. 0-2. That was only the third hit of the inning. They've all been singles. There was that big error on the bad throw by Ibanez that started the whole thing. First batter was retired. First and second, still two out. The 0-2. Down in the dirt. Frelick lays off the changeup. 1-2. It is Yelich at second and Hoskins at first. Hanafy looks back towards second base. Delivers the 1-2. Frelick takes up and in. 96 miles an hour, 2-2. Brewers had lost three in a row coming into this one. They've played a complete game tonight, though. 2-2 pitch. Frelick lashes foul opposite way. Up over the netting and into the seats third base side. We'll do it again. 2-2. Trying to set up a series rubber match tomorrow afternoon. We're going to start during the lunch hour, right after 12 bells. And Jose Quintana, his first start as a Brewer here at home. 2-2 again. Frelick swings, gets a piece, tips it over the catcher, foul to the backstop. Originally, former Brewer farmhand Reese Olson was scheduled to pitch tomorrow for Detroit, but they've changed the plans. 2-2 again. Breaking ball low, just barely. That was close. Actually, could have easily been called a strike. It wasn't. From 0-2, it's a full count. Patient at bat by Sal Frelick. The runners will be off. Yelich from second, Hoskins first. Two down, 3-2. It foul back into the screen. Fastball, Sal stays alive again. Tomorrow coming up, expected to be promoted from AAA, is Cater Montero, who was a rookie, made 16 starts for Detroit last year. Montero instead of Reese Olson against Quintana. During your lunch hour. Another 3-2 pitch. Runners go. It's low and in. He walked him. On the ninth pitch he saw, Sal Frelick takes ball four, and that'll load the bases.
Oh, business person special tomorrow. Maybe if you have a networking meeting or a lunch, have it at the ballpark.
Sounds like a plan to me. Here's Garrett Mitchell. Swing ground ball towards first base. Played with a backhand by Torkelson. Feeds the pitcher, Hanafy, covering. He beats Garrett there in time to strand three men on base. And so Hanafy and the Tigers finally able to get back into the dugout. Long inning. The Brewers get a couple of unearned runs in it. And they have made it 5-0. Nick Mears has been getting loose as we go to the eighth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Citgo Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera. Good to sit ringside at a boxing match. Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Citgo's money-saving Club Citgo app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
We'll take Smollett at.
Smollett.
Swing a line drive. Deep center. It's gone. A walk-off home run.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Our pregame guest tonight, Nick Mears, who joined me on the On Deck show. He had that honor, and now he has the honor of pitching the eighth inning, protecting a 5-0 lead. Lane Grindle is back to call the action.
I think he was more nervous to be with you on the air. Javi Baez takes a strike from Mears, and it's 0-1. Not that Nick would be scared to be on the air, but being interviewed by you, hard-hitting questions.
I'm not going to flatter myself.
The 0-1. That missed low. It's one ball and one strike on Baez. 60 minutes and Josh Mauer.
Got to make him sweat.
The 1-1. That missed low with a slider. Two balls and one strike. You kind of have a professorial look, though. Like, you could really dive deep in an interview. The 2-1 is a swing and a miss. Baez took one of those patented rips you've seen so many times and came up empty on a fastball at 95. It's 2-2. You know where you lean in, you take your glasses off, and you ask the big question? I could see you doing that. 2-2. Baez swings on it and fouls it back towards us. The net grabs it, stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes.
I did push Nick a little bit. He talked about the illness he had at the end of spring training, and I pushed him to tell us how many pounds he lost.
Ooh, a follow-up from Josh. 2-2's up and in, 3 balls and 2 strikes.
He confirmed he lost about 10 pounds in like 3 days.
What if he would have said, this interview's over, and he walked out of the dugout?
I need exact poundage.
You pushed me too far, Mauer. 3-2 pitch. Ground ball to short. Ortiz plays it on the forehand. Throws to first in time. And Baez is the first out here in the eighth inning. Well, today's eighth inning is brought to you by the Wisconsin Laborers District Council and the over 900 signatory contractor partners who are building Wisconsin's infrastructure. Learn more at liunawisconsin.org. That's L-I-U-N-A, wisconsin.org, and feel the power. So here's Trey Sweeney. First pitch from Mears is in there with a curveball, and it's 0-1. John Brebbia getting loose in the Tigers bullpen, former Cardinal. I feel like we've been saying that a lot tonight, former Cardinal. Flaherty started the game for Detroit. The 1-1 to Sweeney is fouled out of play down the left field line. And it's 0-2. Sweeney is 0-2, a couple of ground ball outs over the course of the game tonight. 18,396 here tonight, and they've seen the Brewers play good baseball so far. O2 pitch is a called third strike. Fastball at 94 on the outside edge. Strikes out Sweeney looking. That's an ortho ASAP strikeout for Mears. And there's two away now for Gleyber Torres.
Lane, he has now retired all 13 batters he's faced.
Yeah, look, when the Brewers were getting Nick Mears back, it would have been, I think, reasonable for fans to say, hey, it's a healthy arm. Torres takes a strike. It's 0-1. The Brewers need healthy arms. They've had a lot of injuries. This is good news, but it would have been easy for Brewers fans to overlook it, too. He has come back, and now he's worked his way into a big-time leverage spot for this team. Pitches down and away. It's 1-1. And this is what the Brewers envisioned when they traded for him at the deadline last year. The guy they got in the wild card series and the guy they've gotten to start 2025. 1-1 is a curveball that just missed a little bit low. Two balls and one strike on Gleyber Torres. Good night for a Shandy. Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy, refreshing Weiss beer, natural lemonade flavor. Leinenkugel's flavor of the moment. 2-1. That caught the outside corner. It's 2-2. Torres had the double. That's the only hit of this game for the Tigers. Back in the sixth inning off of Priester. Takes a slider down in the dirt, and the count runs full at 3-2.